Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We welcome meteorologist extraordinaire Andy Parker. Or would you prefer Andrew?
No, Andy's fine. I've always gone by Andy my entire career. I like it.
Well, as you well know, the Weather Service is out with the winter storm warning. What's been going on all day? You want to have a sure. Recap, a replay of this event so far?
Yeah, it started early this morning in the form of what we would call like a light, steady lake effect for the north towns. And we're up along the escarpment there. Lewiston got their share, and it happened before the big winds came in. So they had several inches of snow on the ground. And then when those winds kicked up, it shoved that snow band all the way through Buffalo. The airport went white out for a while. The city of Buffalo disappeared. And then it got shoved all the way down into southern Erie County. Dunkirk and Fredonia also had some whiteout conditions. Now, as the winds begin to reorient, it kind of disassembled the lake effect band, and it's beginning to reassemble, and it's having a little bit of trouble consolidating into one solid band of snow. So right now you're finding these bursts of snow that are very fast moving, and they are targeting the Tonawandas, Amherst, Buffalo's about to get hit again, Blaisdell, Angola, and the south towns have been in and out of this snow for the past couple of hours. So I feel this is going to reorganize, and it's still going to target some areas near just to the south of Buffalo, West Seneca, Elma, Marilla, Chickawaga, Lancaster, with this sideways snow. It is extremely difficult to measure, having just been outside. There's some spots that are about 6 inches deep and others where you can see the pavement. So that's the type of situation we're in with the blowing and drifting.
Well, you know, you talk about the snow showers, very, very intense, that are here and then they're not. Or you're driving and one minute it's there, the next minute everything is totally copacetic. It almost reminds me of the summertime phenomenon of popcorn thunderstorms. Almost.
Yeah, all of a sudden you see those big white clouds billow up, then they turn, you know, that dark, ugly gray, they rain it out and flatten out. That's exactly the same type of scenario, kind of here and gone.
Obviously, the temperatures tend to be a little bit different during those situations than they are today and as they will be. So, obviously, it's the holiday today, so the rush hour should not be as crowded and hectic as it is usually. But what are you expecting in the near future through, let's say, early evening tonight, weather-wise, and where?
You got it. What you see is what you get. Those gusty winds that'll pick up what's already fallen, that dusty snow, and throw it around a bit with the snow burst that we just talked about. That's going to be the case right through the evening drive in the next couple of hours. Beyond that, we're going to find that snow band will realign, intensify, and kind of consolidate into that that darker blue that you see on the map. That wall of snow will begin to develop again. And that looks like it's going to live in the south towns anywhere from Orchard Park down to Springville through the overnight. So really, the intense snow, the stationary positioning, that occurs tonight. So today was the opening salvo of the snow to the north. The wind came in, and now the temperatures are getting colder. We're into the teens in some spots already. Wind chills tomorrow morning, minus 10 to minus 15. With that lake snow continuing to stay south of the city, it doesn't look like the north towns get much of anything else other than these snow bursts. So if you want to go and try to shovel out the driveway and have Mother Nature put it back for you, you can give it a shot. But the snow band will not return to the north towns until late Tuesday or early Wednesday.
So as people wake up tomorrow, in particular in the south towns, the Hamburgs, the Orchard Parks, etc., how many inches typically, understanding there's going to be great variability, how many inches typically would you expect people to have, and what kind of very, very cold temperatures with the wind chills and wind will they experience?
Yeah, in this situation, with the snow rates that we're expecting to see over the next 18 hours. And once this sets up shop, we're looking at between 1 and 2 feet of snow. So some folks are going to get 12 inches. Someone could top out at 20. It's a very light, fluffy snow. It's being shredded a bit by these strong winds. The winds will diminish a little bit this evening. They'll drop down from those 40 and 50 mile an hour gusts to around 35. But once this thing kind of locks in, I think that's where we're going to see more than a foot in some of the spots. And those areas will be, again, Orchard Park, East Aurora, Hamburg, Angola, Eden, Collins, Concord, Glenwood. Not quite all the way to Springville, but I think maybe, you know, down into about Holland is the south end of this as we see it. West Seneca is going to be right out. You're going to be one town away from the big action. So we've kind of got them less than a foot there. And then, of course, you know how it drops off. You could go from, you know, 8 inches on the southern half of West Seneca and, you know, 3 inches at the north end. So it drops off quick. I'd love to say we're good enough to say, you know, this driveway gets this and this one doesn't. But we got it down to about a town, plus or minus, on this event tonight.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Gaze. Let's love.
It's almost like West Seneca has its own microclimate, like the winery areas in Niagara.
Yeah, West Seneca either gets the full ride or they get skipped over. It's rare that they get one, you know, a half in and half out. So they're either the bullseye or they're on the outside looking in.
So, Andy Parker, meteorologist, and you can stay in contact with Andy Parker to your heart's content. He's on every social media platform. Just look up Andy Parker Weather, and it is spelled exactly as it sounds. And he's going to give you a phone number in a minute for those of you who have specific questions about traveling and travel times and weather, obviously. So, real quickly, two questions. Number one, going to put you in the hot seat. Today is a holiday. Are schools going to be closed down tomorrow? You start talking about 1 feet, 2 feet of snow. Now you're talking.
Yeah, we've had some conversations about this exact thing. We look back at Thursday, and you had 4 inches in the morning and then 4 in the afternoon, and we had just, you know, it littered a line of closings. And when you look at what's coming with the wind and the cold and then the snow in larger amounts than what you had last time, that combination will likely lead to some closings in the south towns. The north towns, I think, are out of the woods on this. I don't think that the threshold will be met for sub-zero wind chills that would be a cold day closing. We've had those in the past where you get minus 20, minus 25, and schools start taking a look at that and saying, hey, we don't want to put our kids, our walkers, at risk in that situation. But I don't think the snow or the cold is going to amount to enough to close the schools in Buffalo and the north towns. But I do think some of the south town communities are going to be hard pressed not to pull the trigger when you combine a few of these factors together.
Andy, I want you to give your phone number for texting purposes in just a moment. Before we do that, obviously we talk with you about the weather, but I don't want you to be typecast. You have any thoughts you want to share about the firing of Sean McDermott or the way the Bills season ended Saturday?
You know, it's going to be a memorable end of the season. The more I look at that catch and the way it's been broken apart in slow motion, you know, it probably should go down as a catch, the way they call it elsewhere. But when it comes to McDermott, super nice guy. I think he was a upper echelon class of coaches when it comes to personalities, how personable he was, how attached to the city, how welcoming. I've had some opportunities to interact with him and his family, and it's been top notch. I do think that the decision that's coming for this team is not to be one taken lightly, because you look at the age of Josh Allen right now, and you look at the next contract coming in for the man who's going to run the team, or woman at this stage of the game, and they're going to get Josh Allen in his prime, and they may be the last coaching staff that gets that. Because you go 4 years down the line, if there's another coaching change, Josh is now 4 years older. Not to say that he's fallen off a cliff, but you're in primetime Josh Allen, and the next coaching staff is going to carry that to the end. So this is a huge, huge decision for this organization.
Indeed it is. The good news is, Andy, Hank Buller is still available. He was born in 1934, but last I checked, he is still available. One question for you. This is your opportunity to shamelessly self-promote, but actually what you're really doing is helping listeners to this show. What kind of a service do you offer for people who, let's say, are going to the airport at a certain time and need to know what the weather's going to be, or going to a game or a party or whatever? What should people ask you, and how should they ask you, you their questions?
Yeah, I tell you, this is one of the things. People look at these weather maps and they see the four-day totals, and it starts to get confusing. And even when on our end, you start to see these maps, and there's so many things that are out there. In order to help you cut through the clutter, if you go to our social media sites, type in Andy Parker Weather, or if you're saying, you know, I just can't figure this out, give me a place to go. Text me 503-ANDY, 503-2639. Type the word weather. You will get an immediate response with a link. Or if you want to ask a question, feel free. You can text just like you're talking to a friend of yours. We'll cut through the weather clutter and get you the information you need.
And folks, while he's here, I just got to put in a plug for Andy Parker. When he says that he gets back to you and he gives you basically individualized, personalized weather and tells you the time to leave, the best time to leave, the times to avoid, listen to this man, because this is an amazing service. It really is like having your own meteorologist on speed dial. Andy, you are the best. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime, Tom.
Meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.